stand for someone. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. But courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen to your prospect. Take a stand for them. Some of you have been in so many different network marketing companies that you say, my family members won't listen to me anymore. Have that last conversation with them by sitting with them and say, listen, here's what I've done. I've been looking. And some of you are at home with your husband and wives, and you say you're going to make this business. This is it. But yet they see you're not taking your products and you're not working. But you don't realize why your spouse is not supporting you. Well, recruiting is what you do every day. Do you realize that? You lead your life by the way you lead your life. That's how you enroll people into your life on a daily basis. If you're working, your coworkers seeing you every day, you're taking that stuff. Eventually, that person is going to ask you. Janice shows up now at the university as a professor in a brand new car. I was in St. Croix. Some people came to the meeting. She's been trying to get to the meeting for months. And guess what? They're sick. The wife is sick, but she only came because Janice got a new car. How did you do it? She's sick, but the moment she got the new car, it's like, oh no, something is happening here. Guys, the way, it's like if you're a Christian, people look at you by the way you lead your life. It's why judge people and tell them what to do, and you're not living your life the way you're supposed to live it. And our business is the same thing. You're walking around telling people to recruit, but you're not talking to people. You're not taking a stand for people. You're not even taking a stand for yourself. Don't assume for your prospects. Follow the longevity system, which is invite, expose, and duplicate your system. No matter what your story is, you are enough to prospect anyone. Walk in your God-given talents. Network daily with an interest in people, not an interest in making a penny, an interest in people. Yes, we want to make money, but have an interest in your downline and in your prospects. Numbers don't lie. Simply present the facts without being pushy. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. You gotta follow up and you have to have a sense of urgency. Am I urgent about what I'm doing?
Yes.
Absolutely. So when I talked to Janice, when she joined the business, I said, listen, I'm coming to St. Croix next month if you do this. I was very direct, very urgent. Now, when you're closing a sale, don't be emotionally attached to the sale. Do not use high pressure tactics when closing sales. Don't wait until the end of your presentation to close. I'm closing from the time I start talking to Lenz. By knowing who he is, what he wants to do, listening, and then giving him the vision. From the very beginning, I'm closing. Now, here are some strategies for recruitment success. When you're talking to a prospect, they tell you their stories, you can ask, are you married to your job or are you open-minded? Are you okay with someone else telling you how much you're worth? Will it be okay if you didn't have to warehouse your kids to daycare? Share your story. Folks, everything that you do, the way you speak, the way you walk, the actions that you take, it absolutely matters. Understand that in your own household, you are enrolling people. You're here, you're talking to people. You're enrolling people into your life. Recruiting is not when you sit down, you meet with someone, with a prospect. When you're doing this business on a daily basis, you're recruiting people in your business by the way you lead your life and by your belief level. You must believe in yourself. You must believe in who you are and own every inch of it. And understand that everything that you want, everything that you desire, you can absolutely make it happen. Whether you're tall or short, you've gained weight, you have no money, it doesn't matter. A lot of people told me, Max, that thing you're doing is not going to go anywhere. I beg to differ. And the only reason why is because I was willing to take action, massive action. Massive action plan, map. You have to have a map for your life. So tonight, or when you're on the plane, or when you're back home, ask yourself, who am I? What do I want? And how can I get there? And take massive action in your life. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here this afternoon, and give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.